Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There is no greater moment in Seattle soccer history than this moment right now.
Coming to you live from the Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is Sounders Weekly with your host, Jackson Feltz.
Good evening. Welcome to Sounders Weekly. Jackson Feltz here from the Carter Volkswagen studios. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Oh, what a night of soccer talk we have for you tonight on KJR. 7 p.m. every Tuesday evening, when there's not an NBA game, of course. The last few weeks, of course, we've gone right after the NBA games have ended, so none today, back at 7 p.m. Grateful to be here, and thanks to all of you for joining us. Well, we have a big show tonight, as I said. We are talking about, well, statistically, the greatest win in Seattle Sounders history. 7-1 over the San Jose Earthquakes last Thursday. That was at CenturyLink Field. As the smoke started to roll into Seattle, the Sounders put up the most goals they have ever scored in club history. It was the widest goal margin in club history for a victory. 6 goals. Just an exceptional game on all parts on Thursday night. And listen, the final score is 7-1, and it really should be 7-0. It could have been something like 10-0. The Sounders had so many chances. I'll quickly do this, and I'll take a breath before I do, because this is going to take a minute. Okay, Jordan Morris in the 4th minute, Raul Ruiz Diaz in the 12th minute, Kelvin Leerdam in the 15th minute, Jovan Jones in the 20th minute, Raul Ruiz Diaz in the 33rd minute, Joao Paulo in the 48th minute, and Jovan Jones in the 59th minute. That was the rundown of Sounder goals. And then what happened is you brought in a bunch of backups, you have a whole bunch of subs, and the Sounders kind of take the foot off the gas. But before that, it was an absolute onslaught of goals. As I said right there, 4 goals in 20 minutes. The 5 goals in 33 minutes is actually the most goals that an MLS team has ever scored from the opening whistle to that point. Nobody's ever scored 5 goals in a quicker time span. So just an exceptional match all around. When we look at the record of the 7 goals of all time, there's 2 other times that the Sounders had scored 6 goals. August of 2011 against Columbus, and then August of 2012 against Chivas, which you could probably guess one of those two was coming against Chivas. But ultimately, for the Sounders, it is a record with that 7 goals. So we're going to be talking a lot about that tonight. Christian Roldan is going to be joining us in just a matter of moments. As always, we will have general manager and president of soccer Garth Lagerwey towards the bottom of the hour. We'll have 60 seconds in the South Sound from Andrew Harvey, Tacoma Defiance play-by-play voice, who also works with OL Rain. And we'll wrap up the show by previewing the next Sounders match. And that's the next topic to discuss here in the opening few minutes before Christian calls in, is the next part of the MLS schedule. Because last Friday morning, we got the official news that the Sounders are now playing 3 more additional matches towards the regular season. And none have been scheduled more yet. This is a question for Garth Lagerwey in terms of what comes after these 3. But the next 3 have been scheduled. The first is coming this Friday against LAFC at CenturyLink Field. The next is coming on next Wednesday, September 23rd. That's going to be at Portland. Thank goodness it's at Portland, not here in Seattle with the way that these two have been playing in each other's homes. So next Wednesday, it's going to be at Portland against the Timbers. Both those games, by the way, this Friday and next Wednesday are at 7 p.m. KJR pre-match show at 6:30. And then the third match of this next part of the schedule is coming next Sunday, September 27th, at the LA Galaxy. So those are the next 3 matches. And by the way, that Galaxy match is a 7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pre-match. And actually, that match is going to be over on 1090 KJR with Sunday Night Football on 950. So you can listen over on 1090 AM, the iHeartRadio app. Just search 1090. That is where that next Sunday, September 27th, LA Galaxy match is going to go. But 950 for for LAFC this Friday and Portland next Wednesday. So, later in the show, Max Bredos, he's the play-by-play voice of LAFC, former ESPN host. We've probably all heard him and seen him on TV before. He'll be joining us to break down LAFC and what's coming up for the Seattle Sounders this Friday at CenturyLink Field under who knows what type of weather. The other big thing in the news is, of course, the smoke. And, you know, the rain rolled in last night, and you know, I tweeted about it. I thought the rain was going to hopefully make a difference. It didn't. The air quality index, as we saw the AQI online, still horrible. You just take a step outside. I only opened my door once the entire weekend just to try to stay inside. But, you know, the air quality today was still bad. We thought it was going to be better Monday. So, listen, all the projections and all the websites and stuff say it's going to be better on Thursday and Friday this week. So, fingers crossed, and hopefully it is okay to play soccer this Friday night against LAFC. But there is, of course, a chance that it doesn't happen, that everything weather-wise doesn't work out, and there's still smoke, and there's still terrible air quality. So what does that do? That's a question for Garth Lagerwey. So a lot to get to on the show, but as I mentioned, really the big news that we're going to lead off with is the 7-1 win over the San Jose Earthquakes. Jordan Morris, by the way, was your player of the week in Major League Soccer with a goal and three assists. I think Jovan Jones could have just as well been there with two goals and two assists. I mean, just simply one of the most fun times I've had at CenturyLink Field that I can recall, with such amazing goals. And part of that, of course, was the man-marking system. But as we wait for Christian Roldan to call in here, it was a very, very fun night there at the stadium as the Sounders, at the time, moved up to first place in the Western Conference. That's now back down to second place because Sporting Kansas City won. They jumped Seattle, so the Sounders now in second. Hopefully we can rise back up because, although it is interesting, you know, in years past, we've seen the number one and the number two seeds in the Western Conference be so huge and so important because you get a bye week. Well, when the Sounders' schedule, these next three matches, was unveiled, we learned that actually the number one seed, number two seed, neither get byes this year. In the Eastern Conference, they do, but not in the Western Conference, because in the East, you have, I believe, 10 teams making the playoffs, and there's two byes, the first and the second seed. I shouldn't say byes necessarily. There's going to be a play-in game for, I believe, it's 7 versus 10 and 8 versus 9, and those play the 1 and 2 seeds. That's over in the Eastern Conference. But in the Western Conference, you only have 8 teams making the playoffs, and there's no byes. So actually, in reality, you know, what is the impact of not having a bye? Does it really matter if you get the one seed or two seed or not? So, yeah, that's a question for Christian Roldan here in a moment. You know, how much they're now really focusing on, we have to get the one seed to get the bye versus let's just get in, because we saw last year, it doesn't matter what seed you are. Sounders went to LAFC, they were healthy, they played well, they won, they go win a championship here at home. So it's kind of the system that a lot of playoffs around American sports have. Just get in. Just get in. Be healthy. Play well. Go win a title. It's easy as that. And I think the Sounders, if they are healthy, are just as likely to win a title, maybe more likely than anybody else in Major League Soccer. Columbus Crew are playing exceptional right now in the Eastern Conference. So, but for the Sounders, there's no bye available. So do you have to get that one seed? We'll see. Well, I see Christian Roldan calling in right now. Before we bring him on, I'll let you know that the 2020 MLS regular season continues this Friday, September 18th, when your Seattle Sounders face off against LAFC. You can listen to the 7 p.m. tilt right here on 950 KJR AM, and Friday's match is presented by Zulily. Zulily brings you new deals every day on home goods, unique finds, and fashion for the whole family. Get the app or shop Zulily.com today. All right, let's welcome him on. Seattle Sounders midfielder Christian Roldan. Christian, been a while, man. Thanks so much for joining the show. How are you?
Doing great, man. Glad to be on, and hopefully we can get another nice victory this Friday.
Yeah, this Friday against LAFC will be fun to see you out there. Let's go back to Thursday, though, before that. 7-1 over San Jose. We opened the show talking about it. Have you ever been part of something like that before? 7 goals?
Not professionally, maybe a preseason game, but really nothing like that. I mean, it was the amount of goals that we scored in the first half is something you can't replicate very often. So the boys offensively were fantastic. Defensively, we still could be a little bit sharper, but the fact that we got so many open looks and really selfless passing was something that I enjoyed to watch.
What's that like, Christian, when you're on the field and you kind of just start to see the scoreboard get out of hand? Do you mentally tell yourself to take a foot off the gas? Does Brian say something to you guys? What's that like? And let's just throw out there the 35th minute.
Yeah, unfortunately, we let in a goal. And I think that was the messaging for the coaches, you know, the standards, you know, whether we're down, you know, 1-0, we can't let in another goal, or you know, being up 7-0, that's the messaging that we got, you know, after the game. It's standards, trying to keep a clean sheet, trying to play a complete 90-minute game. So that's the goal going into Friday, and hopefully we can accomplish that.
Christian Roldan, Seattle Sounders midfielder, joining us here on Sounders Weekly, and it is LAFC this Friday. Now, before you get there, you have a whole week of training, today through Thursday, of course. And meanwhile, we are underneath this giant cloud of smoke. So take us down there to Starfire. What is training like? What are the concerns going through and the precautions being taken to make sure that you guys stay healthy with all of this smoke in the air?
Yeah, we certainly feel it. You feel winded throughout practice, but it's nothing that will stop us from hopefully winning on Friday, but in the end, practices are a little bit shorter. We have to make sure that we're taking all the precautions. If someone's not feeling well, maybe they step out of practice. So we're doing our best to give ourselves a normal week, but this year in general has been abnormal. So we're taking it day by day, but we'll see if it clears up going into the game. But for now, just shorter training sessions.
Yeah, hopefully it does clear up. The current projections say that Friday will be the day that things get better, so fingers crossed there. But you said it. It's such an abnormal year. And, you know, we haven't caught up with you on the show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Since the very start of the year, man. And, you know, I think it's such a weird year with the stoppages and the starts and needless to say, all the other stuff that's been going on as well with Black Lives Matter and, you know, right now with this smoke situation. What's this like for the players mentally, you know, physically, to kind of just have the start, stop, start again, and meanwhile having so much uncertainty over what comes next after the next 2 weeks?
It's stressful. It's demanding. It's something that we have to deal with, I think, for the next, I don't know, six months to a year. But in the end, we've dealt with so much adversity in the past that this is just another way for us to come together stronger than ever and accomplish a goal that we've had for a really long time. And, you know, now we're in a position that we can compete for Supporters Shield, and I think that should be our goal going into this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about LAFC a little bit. You've seen them a lot in recent months because of everything going on. The MLS is back tournament, and then you guys played LAFC right up here just a little bit ago. So when you look at their team, looks like they may have Edward Atuesta back. What stands out to you as things that will concern you guys and frustrate you guys on the field on Friday?
Well, they're an attacking team. They have a philosophy. They have certain movements that can really hurt a team offensively. You know, they have good passers in the midfield. You know, their front three are extremely good off the ball running, and that makes it difficult to play against. Whether they're home or away, they go for it, and so that puts you on your heels a bit. But on the contrary, we have the ability to counter. You know, counter their repress and get in behind, and you know, they've let in quite a few goals. So it's a team that can attack, but they also have a tough time, you know, defending in the high press. So if we can get past that, we'll be in a good spot.
For sure. Christian Roldan, Sounders midfielder. Just a couple more for you here. And Christian, let's go back to the San Jose game really quickly. And we don't know if Gustav Svensson is going to be available for the next couple games. But if he isn't, then you may be right next to Joao Paulo. And for the first time, we got to see you and him sitting next to each other in the holding midfield with great results, obviously. What was that like, and how was that a transition in your game for a spot that, not that we haven't seen you there before, but the first time we saw you there next to JP, how exactly did that work so well to against San Jose, and how can you replicate it this Friday?
Yeah, it's something that we didn't train. We haven't trained all year just because of availability, right, with Joao being hurt for part of the year and other players being hurt. You know, I played in the midfield with Gustav, with Jordi Delem, been out wide for quite a bit, but in the end, you know, I thought Joao and myself were a good pair. I ended up sitting a little bit deeper because Joao is a number eight that wants to even get into the box, so I had to stay my ground, keep myself central. But I thought that we had some rhythm. I thought we understood each other extremely well, and I'm looking forward to, you know, just playing alongside him, whether it's this game, whether it's the next game, or me playing out wide. He's just a good player, a pleasure to watch and see firsthand on the field.
Well, it was a pleasure watching you two work together, and Joao scoring a goal, of course, and just the way that you two functioned there and communicated there in the midfield. So, Christian, we'll see if that indeed repeats itself this Friday and what happens here going forward. But we'll be rooting you on. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes. And, again, stay safe out at practice. Hope all of you guys continue to take the precautions, and everybody is good to go for this Friday. So, again, stay safe.
Thank you, brothers, and thanks for having me.
Christian Roldan, Seattle Sounders midfielder. Great to have him back on the show. Well, let's keep rolling here tonight. A lot still to get to on the show. Coming up next, we're going to visit with Garth Lagerwey, Seattle Sounders general manager and president of soccer. What did he think of the 7 goals? Did he have a favorite? Some news about Sam Rogers potentially going to Spain. LAFC this Friday. Could the smoke get in the way? What about the schedule? Lot to get to with the general manager. We'll also have 60 seconds in the South Sound with Andrew Harvey. And we'll wrap up the show later tonight with Max Brightos, play-by-play voice of LAFC, to preview Friday's match here in Seattle. Lot still to get to coming up next on Sounders Weekly on Sports Radio 950.
Now back to Sounders Weekly on your home for Sounders FC, Seattle's Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Welcome back! Jackson Feltz here from the Carter Volkswagen Studios. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight. Thanks to Christian Roldan for joining us there in the first segment to talk about the huge 7-1 win over the San Jose Earthquakes last Thursday. What a match that was at CenturyLink Field. Lots still to get to on the show. Garth Lagerwey calling in right now. We'll have Andrew Harvey, 60 seconds in the South Sound. And we'll wrap up the show with Max Brightos, LAFC play-by-play voice, because the 2020 MLS regular season continues this Friday, September 18th, when your Seattle Sounders face off against LAFC. You can listen to the 7 p.m. tilt, including the 6:30 p.m. pre-match show, right here on KJR AM. Friday's match is presented by Zulily. Zulily brings you new deals every day on home goods, unique finds, and fashion for the whole family. Get the app or shop Zulily.com today. Well, let's move on here in the show, and joining us right now, as he always does, is Seattle Sounders general manager and president of soccer, Garth Lagerwey. Good evening, Garth. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, Jackson. How are you?
I'm doing all right as well. It's a weird time to be alive right now, Garth. But before we get to everything else and all the crazy news going on and relating to smoke, the schedule, etc., let's start on a positive note. 7 goals last Thursday night against San Jose. Have you ever been part of something like that as a player or somebody in the front office?
As a matter of fact, yes, Jackson. I was in the previous historic largest margin of victory game. So when I was playing back in the olden days, in the late 90s, in a previous epoch of MLS, then I played for the Dallas Burn. And yes, we had the Medieval Times as a sponsor, and a flaming horse would ride out to midfield before every game. And we played the Galaxy, and we lost 8-1. And not one, but two MLS general managers, future general managers, were on the bench at that time. Matt Jordan and myself were the two reserve goaltenders behind Mark Dodd, who was the goalkeeper of the year at the time from the previous season, and my fellow Duke alumnus. And at 5-0, I was guilty of going down to the end of the bench to sit next to the equipment manager, just in case it got a little bit harder to see me, and the coach chose not to put me into the 5-0 game that was clearly going to get worse, and did, to the tune of 8-1, before all was said and done. So I've actually been in the game that was more lopsided even than our San Jose game, on the wrong side of it, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's that like on both sides? I mean, on the side of you guys, in terms of knowing what San Jose just went through on Thursday, and then for the Galaxy side in your game, but also for the Sounders side. I mean, what are the emotions like on both sides in the middle of that sort of blowout?
You know, I honestly think that it's a little bit of don't get too high, don't get too low. I mean, when we lost, it was just like, all right, we got to go win the next one. It doesn't matter if you lose 8-1 or 2-1, you lose. You know, it is what it is. So you move on and win the next one. And I think when you win, like we did, and you're comprehensive and you know, you're smashing expected goals records of all time and things like that, like, that's great. I do think it was a little bit of a special circumstance relative to our, you know, give our staff and our players credit. You know, they figured out San Jose's system, and I think we're able to exploit some very specific weaknesses in that system. And certainly guys like Jordan and Jovan and Raul and Nico, I mean, they all contributed. You know, Javier in terms of breaking lines with his passes. So, you know, a bunch of guys played well. Bunch of guys put up big numbers. But I don't know that a lot of those lessons apply to the next game. You know, no other team in the league is going to play man-to-man. So going into Friday, we're going to have a different plan to try to come out. But certainly it helps your confidence. It gives you a little bit of a boost. Everybody feels good about that one. If you're going to go into an eight-day break, you know, that's about as good a way as you're going to go.
Well, as I'm looking here, and once again, Garth Lagerwey, Seattle Sounders general manager, president of soccer, and former Dallas Burn backup goalkeeper, joining us here on Sounders Weekly. As I'm looking here, though, at the 1998 Dallas Burn season, I'm seeing you did go to MLS Cup. So the 8-1 game, as we're just saying right here, not indicative of the season as a whole.
I think we won the Open Cup. That I think it was that. Was it 97 or 98, Jackson?
This 1998 Dallas Burn season, as I'm seeing, was the year that had the 8-1 game, as I'm quickly looking it up right here.
Yeah, we did not go to the – we went to the conference final. I don't think we went to MLS Cup.
Oh, there it is.
In 98.
Yeah, I'm seeing that right here. Lost again to the LA Galaxy there. So the LA Galaxy, that's right, had quite the season there in 98, as I'm seeing. But Garth, you know, talking about the 7-1 here, to hopefully not dread on the memory there of that 8-1. You know, I think you talked about the system there, that man marking system. And one of the big questions that Danny Jackson and I had in the post game show was, what was this more of? Was it more of the skill of the Seattle Sounders attacking and just finding the perfect passing? I mean, that goal that made it 5-0, the assist from Jordan, slipping it through three guys to Rui Diaz, was just sensational. Is it more of the skill of Seattle, or is it more of taking advantage of that system that San Jose had?
I think it's give our guys credit, man. Our guys were awesome. I mean, they were clicking, and they were combining, and they were passing, and So look, I mean, it did we tactically exploit something that San Jose does? Yes, absolutely, and credit to the coaching staff and the players for identifying that. But our execution was unbelievable. You know, it was either the sixth or the seventh goal that Joao Paulo scores. That's amazing as well. I mean, where Jordan cuts the ball back, lays it, get a perfect cross and a perfect one-time finish. I mean, for folks who haven't played pro soccer, what Joao Paulo made look nice and smooth, that ball skipping across the turf, hitting it one time in the far corner, that is not that easy to do. And he looked like there was never a doubt. So, you know, the goal that Jovan scored off the assist from, first of all, the outside of the right ball that Jordan plays into the ball.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This summer, dive into the many cools of San Antonio. Because as soon as the temperature rises, so does the fun, the flavors, the excitement, and the many cool things that make our city the perfect summer getaway destination. Come keep cool with amazing pools at the best hotels, refreshing adventures both indoor and outdoor, inspiring history and culture, culinary wonders, and the hottest nights of your life at the coolest spots in Texas. To plan the coolest summer vacation, dive into visitsanantonio.com/summer.
Box in between defenders that Jovan then takes with a touch, keeps it up in the air, and then calmly lobs it into the left. Like, those off-the-charts skill checks on both those guys. I mean, even, you know, you want to back it up, Nico rounding the goalkeeper and then having the presence of mind to lay the ball back to Raul. I mean, so we made a bunch of things look easy in addition to Jordan's awesome splitting pass. You know, and so we clearly were on, and our guys deserve credit. And look, one metric that I have a fair amount of confidence in at this point, Jackson, is our record when Jordan and Raul and Nico start together is pretty good. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but it's something like, you know, 18-2-2 or something like that. And we average more than two goals a game. And, you know, those three guys are really, really electric and dynamic and difference-making players in MLS. And if we got those guys going and we have all the talent we have in the back and in the midfield, you know, we should be a pretty good team.
Do you have a favorite goal from Thursday?
They're all my babies, Jackson. Oh. Can't pick a favorite.
Of course not. Garth Lagway, Sounders General Manager, President of Soccer. Hey, really quickly, the last thing I'll talk about on that game, and, you know, it's funny, you score seven goals, but just like, you know, a normal human being, people dwell on the negative more than the positive. So I saw more social media buzz about the goal that San Jose got and the penalty over the seven goals that you guys scored, at least from Seattle Sounders fans. And I was going to ask you, you know, you look at that play and Tommy Thompson steps on Javier Arriaga's foot and he gets the PK. It doesn't even go to VAR. And I think the question a lot of people are asking me on Twitter is, why do we have VAR in MLS if we're not going to use it in that exact circumstance where it clearly shows that it was not a foul on Arriaga?
Look, I think, again, when you're in a situation where it's 7-0, I think on occasion at least referee crews make pragmatic choices and choose not to delay the game through long reviews and stuff like that. That said, you know, I thought it was reasonably egregious of Thompson to use Javier as a diving board, so to speak, into the penalty area, pushing off his foot to make sure he stuck the landing on the dive. But, you know, look, man, it was a tough night for them, and you know, they got a break there, and those things tend to even out over the course of the season. So it's just not something that we spent a bunch of time on. You know, and from my perspective, nor should we. You know, I think we agree that you know, Javi didn't do anything wrong there, and Javi had a great game. So, you know, I think the important message is just that, you know, Javi has something to boost his confidence given his performance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as to whether or not we got the outcome of that play we wanted, hey, you know, that's something we can debate another day.
Yeah, for sure. Arriaga with the good performance. Well, we know that Alan Chapman gave Thompson a 10 out of 10 for the splash landing there. Garth, let's move on from the San Jose game now and look ahead a little bit. Actually, before we look ahead to the LAFC match and also the schedule news, really quick news this week that came out yesterday. Sam Rogers in the report says, quote, is in Spain ahead of a potential move to Spanish second division side CD Leganes. What can you tell us about that situation, his status, and this potential move?
And let me just to the last question, let me just add, mm-hmm. Alan Chapman has been somebody, the referee who made the call, is from Utah, and he and I have known each other for a decade. So he's one of the best referees in the league, and, mm-hmm. you know, far be it from us to question Alan. He's a guy who's literally refed, I think, both the 16 and the 17 MLS Cups. I think one is the fourth official, one is the center referee. So, again, one of the most accomplished referees in the league, and he does a great job. And, again, we have no qualm with one decision one way or the other. With respect to Sam's on trial. So he's going to go over there. He's getting an opportunity. You know, this is something he did last summer as well when he went to Belgium. And, you know, for these guys, you know, big big part of our commitment to these kids is that if they've not gotten an opportunity with the first team, with our first team, then we are going to try to get them opportunities with other first teams and to see if they can have a path to success and earning a living playing soccer. So, you know, we wish them the best, and hopefully the trial will go, and then maybe he'll have an opportunity there going forward.
Gotcha. Garth, one more question in terms of just personnel. You talked last week about Gustav Svensson and how when he returns from that Nations Cup, he would have to be in a quarantine. What is his status right now in that quarantine? Is he back in Seattle, and how's that going with him in terms of timing looking ahead to these next few games?
Yeah, he's in quarantine, and he has to quarantine 10 days, and you know he's not able to be with the team during that period. And so he is training on his own. He's back to his own personal phase one.
Do we know when that quarantine started and when that 10 days may be up?
Yes. Yeah, it'll conclude on the 18th, but that is itself the 10th day. That's actually part of the 10th, part of the 11th day, but it appears that he may or may not be eligible for that game. So we're working through that, but definitely, you know, don't have a solid answer on that as yet. But we knew when he left, he might not be able to play in this next game.
Well, let's look ahead to this next game, and it is LAFC at home this Friday. And, you know, we can talk about LAFC. Of course, you guys have seen them a lot here in recent months. But in terms of the game as a whole, and I just pulled up a tweet from the Washington State Department of Ecology that says big improvements will have to wait for Friday. So it sounds like, hopefully, fingers crossed, we may have better air quality then than we do now. But how do you view the situation there with Friday? What's kind of the precautions being taken as a just in case the air quality isn't right? Is there a number that the match would be stopped at if you're still seeing a certain AQI of a certain number for 7 p.m. on Friday?
No, I don't think number. Just as I am not an epidemiologist, I am not a meteorologist either. and we will, again, as always, defer to the experts here as to, you know, what is the course. This will not be a Sounders decision as to what, you know, go, no go on Friday. It'll be a public health decision. And, you know, we spoke with the league yesterday, and there are protocols in place for how they evaluate these things. And, you know, I'll leave it to them as to how much of that they want to share publicly or not. But there is a plan. Things are getting monitored. I think we're all hopeful that the air quality would be better by Friday. I mean, shoot, we were originally told it might be better by today. Yeah. But eventually one of these apocalypses has to end or pass or get through it. And, you know, hopefully we can get back to playing some soccer.
Yeah, hopefully when the smoke goes, the locusts won't be too far behind because, yeah, it's just one thing after another here in 2020. And then on that point of the smoke, really quickly, what are the steps being taken down there for training at Starfire and with players specifically to keep them safe and healthy, you know, precautions being taken to make sure that there's no damage done by the smoke while they are practicing?
Yeah, you know, our players are, the safety of our players' staff is the most important thing to us, and we're carefully monitoring them, and anybody who's got any kind of breathing condition gets some extra love and attention. That said, you know, for pro athletes, these types of conditions likely impact them less based on what we know medically than, again, you or I, Jackson. You know, when I huff and puff climbing a flight of stairs, I'll leave you out of this.
You know, oh, no, I do too. You can include me. I do too, yes.
Then, you know, we may struggle and have to inhale some more air and oxygen. And, you know, the pro athletes are a little bit more efficient than, say, you and I are. So, the medical advice we've gotten so far, at least, is that, you know, we're not putting our guys in danger. And if that changes, then obviously we'll change how we approach it as well. But we're definitely taking it easy and modifying our approach in terms of trying to not stress our guys any more than we absolutely have to.
Excellent. Good to hear. Garth Lagerwey, one more here for you, Sounders General Manager and President of Soccer here on Sounders Weekly. And that is the schedule news, because we found out on Friday morning after that San Jose match, we found out the next three matches. And LAFC, as we've discussed, this Friday, and then at Portland next Wednesday, and at the LA Galaxy next Sunday. So really quickly, first question on this is, are we still doing same-day travel for these matches?
Yes.
Okay. And then on top of that, the schedule and how we do it, kind of three matches. Are we looking in these just continued incremental schedules coming out to eventually fill up the full 18-game schedule? Is this kind of just trying to fill the gaps of other matches that were postponed earlier? We know LA Galaxy. How is the schedule going to be structured here trying to finish up the regular season? Is this sort of what we're looking at?
You know, we're told that we're still working on trying to play a number of games in October. The league weren't in a position where they felt comfortable announcing that one way or the other. But certainly we are preparing our team to play these three games and then to continue to play through October with, you know, a potential decision day date of the weekend of November 7th or November 8th. So kind of another 5 or 6 week window following these scheduled matches where in which we would play games. And again, what that looks like, the details of that, you know, again, that's I know that's the aspiration as to how we can try and execute on that. I think that's up to a lot of things that unfortunately are probably out of our control. So, you know, again, all we can really do is try to prepare our athletes and we're going to try and do our best to win these three games and have our guys from a fitness perspective, you know, be ready, you know, if the league releases more of the schedule.
Gotcha. Wait and see an approach and on the schedule, and then in between, let's just go win some soccer games. Garth, thanks so much for the time. We'll be rooting on Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Jackson.
Garth Lagerway, Seattle Sounders general manager and president of soccer. Appreciate him giving us some time tonight. We heard Sam Rogers of Tacoma Defiance. We talked about him there a few minutes ago. Let's shift the attention from the first team down to what's going on at Cheney Stadium. Andrew Harvey is the Tacoma Defiance play-by-play voice. He also works with OL Reign. Every week he gives us 60 seconds on everything going on down there with both those clubs in the South Sound.
Change remains the only constant here in the South Sound, Jackson. Tacoma Defiance suffered a rough road loss to Portland Timbers 2-3 last Wednesday night. They should have played Portland again on Saturday evening, but an air quality index in the low 500s meant that that match has now been rescheduled for September 24th. Defiance is on the road this week, as they have been since mid-July, with road games against fellow groupmates Reno and Sacramento. If Defiance fail to sweep those two games, they will be mathematically eliminated from playoff contention for the 2020 season. Tacoma plays Reno tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time, and Sacramento on Saturday at the same time. Both those matches can be viewed on ESPN+. OL Reign should have played their opening match of the 2020 NWSL Fall Series on Saturday against Portland Thorns FC, but that same poor air from wildfires up and down the West Coast meant that that match was initially delayed and then postponed until September 30th. The club will now open the fall series on the road against Utah Royals FC on Saturday, September 26th at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time. I'm Andrew Harvey, and this has been 60 Seconds in a Smoky South Sound.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Andrew Harvey, play-by-play voice of Tacoma Defiance, also works with OL Reign every week. It gives us 60 Seconds in the South Sound, updating us on everything going on down there at Cheney Stadium. So hopefully we can get those matches played and no longer postponed. Hopefully this smoke can go away very, very fast. And hope all of you, by the way, are staying safe in this smoke as well. Some just really intense times here, and hopefully we get it out of the atmosphere and out of the air by Thursday, Friday. That's what some models are saying. So we'll see what happens, and let's hope that Friday's match between the Sounders and LAFC can actually be played. And that is where we will transition now to the show, because it is LAFC this Friday. The play-by-play voice of LAFC, Max Brados, down there in Los Angeles. He will join us next to preview that match, give us all the information on LAFC. That's coming up next on Sounders Weekly on your home for Seattle Sounders Soccer, Sports Radio 950 KJ.
Now back to Sounders Weekly on your home for Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Welcome back. Sounders Weekly here on your home for Seattle Sounders Soccer, Sports Radio 950 KJR. Jackson Feltz here from the Carter Volkswagen Studios. Thanks so much for joining us here late this evening. Well, after all of our guests, Christian Roldan, Garth Lagerway, Andrew Harvey, if you missed any of it, check out the podcast later on tonight. It's time for our Divorce Lawyers for Men opponent outlook, divorcelawyersformen.com. Good lawyers doing good things for good men. And joining me right now on the show, he is the play-by-play voice of LAFC, Seattle's next opponent this Friday, Max Brados. Max, thanks so much for coming back on the show. How are you?
Jackson, doing great, man. Always good to join you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks again for coming back on, Max. And as we start the conversation here, and this unfortunately is where we'll start. We won't talk soccer to start because for the Sounders playing LAFC, the game's here in Seattle. We currently are covered by a giant layer of smoke, and the Sounders play in LA next Sunday against the LA Galaxy. What is the condition like down there in LA right now? How are you personally? How's everything going on down there? Because it looks pretty smoky down there as well.
It is. I'm fortunate. I live in Redondo Beach, so we get a little bit of a sea breeze, which, you know, I've kind of kept myself up to speed in AQI, Air Quality Index. I didn't know anything about it, really, but I've because of current events, obviously, when I wake up in the morning, it's one of the first things I check. Where I'm at, it'll hover between like 130 and 150, which is pretty bad. And I know when we played Portland, I was thinking 180 was bad, and then I was talking to some of the Timbers folks, and I go, how is it there? They're like 300. I'm like, what? So it's, you know, we have it bad, but we feel, and, you know, for everyone in the Pacific Northwest, I know we get at it when we're playing games, but we're thinking about you guys. I said that to the Portland folks. You know, this is it's no way to live, and I really hope there's a reprieve here in the next few days. And we can play this beautiful game with beautiful skies.
Yeah, for sure. Garth Lagerwey and I just got off the phone, and he was saying how it's not as intense for the players, these conditions, as it is for normal people, where for me and Garth, walking up a pair of stairs, as we've said, can put us out of breath. Max Bredis, the play-by-play voice of LAFC, joining us here on Sounders Weekly. Well, you talk about playing Portland there, and that's where I wanted to go next, because this is becoming an ongoing tradition here in Sounders Weekly, that we tell the opposing broadcaster, thank you so much for beating the Portland Timbers. How'd you do it?
They kept doing what they have been doing, and they've been frustrated with the lack of scoring. But when you look at the games, and it's easy for us to say, but I listened to what the Portland Timbers said in their press gathering, and they said, look, when you watch LAFC on tape, they're creating chances. They had 14 chances in the first half in the game they lost to the Galaxy at their place. But there's too much talent offensively for them not to be able to score. It's going to be a team that I think is going to have to try and outscore teams, because the defensive side is going to come along slowly. There's been gaps defensively. The lineup alters a fair bit. Eddie Segura is really the leader. He needed to hit the refresh button, which he did by not starting against Real Salt Lake. And they're waiting on Andy Nahar. And if he can lock down that right back spot, I think they're going to be in real good shape. The ceiling is very high for LAFC. Edward Atuesta, who's their organizer in the back, you know, the Ozzie Alonso type, although he's like Ozzie Alonso, but a better passer, not as good defensively as Ozzie, but they kind of play that deep line role. And he's back now. He played 15 minutes against the Timbers, and I would imagine he's going to play a bigger role here against Seattle. And then we wait on Carlos Vela. No real news, but it would seem that it's we will get some news pretty soon. So it's great. The schedule has been challenging because it seems like we're playing either Seattle, the Timbers, or the Galaxy. And, you know, and all due respect to all the teams out there, but you'd like to balance it maybe against some of the weak sister teams in the East, or maybe Vancouver or Colorado, but they'll probably get their chance. And even that said, Jackson, I mean, the West is so tightly packed.
Yeah.
If you have a bad losing streak from this point forward, you could be out of that top eight.
You really could. This Western Conference is stacked right now. Max Bredis, he is the play-by-play voice of LAFC here on Sounders Weekly. And you mentioned that Atuesta, 15 minutes, I would assume likely to start here on Friday. Carlos Vela, you kind of teased it there in terms of news incoming. If you were to gauge a percentage chance that he's going to hit the field, what would that be right now for Friday?
Initially, they said that that first phase of games, which ended with the Timbers, that he was ruled out of that. But I haven't really heard much about him being closer, per se. I think he is. He was at the game on Friday taking it in. I don't think he will feature. I think kind of get him back. You know, I mean, Carlos plays for – he'll play every game anywhere. But, you know, the I guess coming back and playing on the surface in Seattle – it would make more sense to maybe wait a few days and play at home at Bank of California Stadium. So, but that said, one thing leads to the next. I don't know enough details. I wish I did,
to tell you that he's getting closer, but the fact that I haven't tells me he's probably not going to feature in this game. But LAFC have that. Offensively, they're being able to score some goals. And I think one thing that all the teams have done, and I think will continue to do in 2020, they're going to bring back players from injury really slowly. I think the Galaxy have been incredible with that. Jonah Dos Santos has been healthy for 3 weeks. He's still not starting. Yeah. Chicharito just got back. I think he may start. Maybe he won't start this next game. So you can do that, and that's the unique circumstances 2020 can provide you. You can play your younger players. You can bring guys along really slowly from injury as well.
Well, we'll see what happens here this Friday in the game up here in Seattle, Max, and hopefully the smoke will clear, and we'll see the next stage of this really kind of budding and growing rivalry as we continue to develop and you guys continue to grow and win more trophies in MLS after your Shield, of course, and we have more of these epic games between our clubs here. Hopefully Friday is another one. Max, thanks so much for the time tonight. We appreciate you joining us here.
More trophies sound great, so I look forward to that and look forward always to play this game. And again, everyone in Seattle, we're thinking about you, and hopefully the skies clear up.
Thanks so much, Max, and same to you guys down there. Appreciate the time, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Max Bredas, the play-by-play voice of LAFC, thanks to him for joining Sounders Weekly here tonight. Well, it will be Sounders and LAFC this Friday, as we just mentioned. Once again, that's a 7 o'clock kickoff and 6:30 pre-match show right here on 950 KJR. Sorry to Softy and Dick Fane, will be cutting into their show. That was, once again, our opponent outlook, which as always is presented by Divorce Lawyers for Men. DivorceLawyersForMen.com. Good lawyers doing good things for good men. Well, before we finish the show tonight and take a break and get to Fox Sports Radio, I want to quickly talk to you guys about the virtual Honor the Game weekend here coming up this weekend, where Washington Youth Soccer, the Sounders, and the Positive Coaching Alliance are teaming up for the first ever Honor the Game virtual weekend. This will take place online this weekend, September 19th and 20th here. Honor the Game is best stated by PCA founder Jim Thompson. Quote, many people talk a good game regarding sportsmanship, but the test is how one acts when it feels like something important is at stake. So if you are a Washington youth soccer player or a parent of a player, we ask that you post a photo in your soccer jersey and write a small note explaining how you honor the game using PCA's Root of the Game. The Roots of the Game showcase the respect for the rules, opponents, officials, teammates, and self. So please post on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Use the hashtag WYS Honor the Game in order to track the posts. So they will be highlighting posts, sharing the best stories and photos nationally, with, by the way, the best post receiving a very, very special prize. So once again, Washington Youth Soccer, Seattle Sounders, Positive Coaching Alliance, the PCA, it's their first ever Honor the Game virtual weekend here this weekend, September 19th and 20th. So be a part of that on Twitter. Once again, that hashtag is WYS Honor the Game. All right, well, that will do it for the show tonight. So I want to thank all of the guests so far this evening. Everybody, Christian Roldan, Garth Lagerway, Andrew Harvey, Max Bredas there. Appreciate all of their time. It's been a fun night. And now we look ahead to, hopefully, smoke clears, the next Sounders game, CenturyLink Field, this Friday. Once again, it is a 6:30 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff this Friday night, right here on 950 KJR for the Seattle Sounders and LA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.